It's the Darren Copeland. You've never heard anything like it.
What you say, bro? Just bring the boat. Yo, man, we got the boss out here. They're going to do a rap, you know? They got, like, new friends. You know?
So, Nuggets win!
Nuggets win! You want me to try this for real?
Okay, try it.
Well, no, that was...
That was like a track runner trying to get out the blocks and just falling flat on his face.
Oh, my goodness.
That was terrible. That was terrible.
Oh, my God.
I'm taking your last Twix bite for that.
Oh, you deserve it. I'm going to need to... Oh, my God. That's like the person who...
Do you need a redemption?
No. No, I'm embarrassed now. I mean, that's a replay of my worst moment in life. Just blowing a karaoke. My God.
I really thought you'd have at least a good minute of it in the
My God. I'm so mad. I'm so mad at myself, Sam. My mother told me one day that some real good things would happen if I practice all my dancing and I practice all my rapping. So before I'd go to bed at night, my mom would always say that everything would come together, every dog would have his day, and I better get by, and something that's when I get by. But that's pretty good.
Well, yeah. Yeah, no, that now it is.
My mama told me one day that some real good things would happen if I practice all my dancing and I practice all my rapping. So before I go to bed at night, my mom would always say that everything would come together, every dog would have his day, and then my better get by.
Still not bad considering, but I mean, yeah, that's after the fact. No. You blew it.
Oh, terrible.
That
was just terrible.
It's funny.
I mean, terrible. I'm embarrassed. Like,
you literally got three words in. You were like Adele. Like, you know what? Can we do this over? Sorry, George. Let me do this again.
That's what I was doing. It was my Adele imitation.
Your Adele imitation. All right. Well, there you go.
Oh, my God. That was
well
me. Do you know what that was me? That was me tripping over the first hurdle and falling and dragging the first hurdle into the second hurdle and then just...
tumbling into the third and fourth. Yeah. Spectacular.
You know, and that's up there. I mean, you've seen some of my worst moments in karaoke. I mean, you've seen some...
Oh, my God.
Okay. So, I mean, there was the moment where... the guy wasn't picking my song, so then he put me up on stage and, you know, gave me a bad song and I just walked off, which was embarrassing because it was, you know, embarrassing.
Right, and you had a lot of people there.
Yes. And then there was the time when I was doing I'm Too Sexy.
Oh, my God.
And two girls came up and took my pants off.
They took your pants off.
And my new girlfriend at the time said...
This was at Armitas.
Does that happen often?
I think my answer to her was...
More than you think. More than you think it would.
Yeah.
And then
more than it should.
Yeah. And then there was the crowning topper, which was I mean, I don't want to go into where it was or whatever.
It was a party.
It was a party, and it was a couple parties
in public. Yep.
Yeah, and we were I was doing karaoke, and I thought a good song to do would be Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show.
It's a great song, Neil
great
Diamond.
Great song. Great Fantastic song. You know, and it's one of his better songs. I think. I mean, I just think it's got the, you know, it's got a lot. So anyway, I started to get up and I started singing it and I got up on the wrong foot, kind of like I did with that one. But instead of just stopping and just being merciful to everyone who else was there.
You just kept going.
I just kept going. Foot on the pedal. Nothing. Driving it like he stole it.
Yeah.
And
no, let me tell the rest of this because it's got to be. So I'm up on the second
floor.
So
I'm singing.
You're singing.
With beads of sweat coming down and I'm getting a little blurry.
And singing is subjective term at this point.
Yes.
You're struggling through this song. I'm on the second floor in this big open area and I look down and there's Darren on the stage in the spotlight, sweating bullets, just torturing the song. And a lady walks up on stage.
Love's Traveling Salvation Show.
A lady walks up on stage and she's got like a headscarf on and whatever. And it turns out she's dying from cancer. This woman who is literally dying from cancer felt so bad about Darren singing.
I was mortified.
That she got up on stage with him to help
him out.
Yeah.
Was she on, I mean.
Like she had a walker.
I don't think she had a walker.
A cane. She had a cane.
No, because she came up. She might have had a cane. But she came up to me. Put her, I mean, it was so nice.
She put her arms around me. And sang the song
And sang
you.
The song with me. And.
It was amazing.
And I just have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that you have not lived until. A woman with cancer felt so bad for you singing a karaoke song that she came up to console you. That is karaoke.
That is a form of karaoke, yes. That is I still think.
And now you know why I have complexes about it.
Well,
I have nightmares about that.
Do you really?
No, not anymore.
I thought it was fantastic. I mean, but here's the deal. You got up there and you did. You gave it your best shot.
And well, at least I wouldn't on call that, it my best shot.
Well, you gave it a shot.
I gave it a, yes.
It was an effort. There was an effort involved.
I gave it a shot. Unfortunately, that shot missed the broadside of the barn and everything around it, so that was terrible.
Oh, my God. What were we talking about?
We were talking about the Nuggets, who actually today they just defeated the Golden State Warriors a little while ago. So, you know, hey, I called it. I told you, people.
No, we heard you. We heard you.
I don't want to brag about nothing, but I told you that it was a trap.
That's kind of the definition of bragging. That's an I told you so.
Do you want another one?
Sure.
You want another one that's coming?
What?
We should call this, you know what we should call this segment in the future?
What?
In the future.
In the future.
Or like, you know, like, or like, you know, like, I'm a medium or, you know, like, I'm a smedium.
A smedium?
Oh, call it the smedium.
Why would we call it a smedium?
Because I'm telling you what's going to happen in the future. I'm giving you a team that you should bet on right now.
Ah, oh.
It's about the future. It's about fun.
I'm telling you right now about a team.
I'm going to tell you a team who is going to, here's, do you know what I'm going to tell you?
Yeah, lay it on me.
All right. If you've been watching any college basketball around here, you know the CU has been not good.
They started roughly.
However, they've won 5 of their last 6.
Yep.
And they have an opportunity to get back to 8-8. And they have finally started playing defensively. They beat number 5 Oregon. They lost a game to
California.
Cal because they had their 2 seniors out who they've come back and they've seemed to be focused. This is a team that seems to be gelling a lot. And this is a team that could make a deep run into possibly winning the Pac-12 title. I'm going to tell you they're going to be.
They could.
They are going to be in the Pac-12 title game.
Oh, wow. I think they're going to make the big
Pac-12 title game. And I think that they will get into the NCAAs, and I think that they will do some damage.
I'm a CU guy.
Which means for me that they'll win a game, and then they'll be out.
Well, hey, I would like to see CU win 2 games. I'd like to see them get to the Sweet 16. That would be kind of cool. I don't think this is the team to do it, but I do think they can make a real big impact in the Pac-12. And honestly, they're such a young team right now. I'm not sure if I'd be super disappointed if they just went to the NIT, but it would be nice for them to go to the NCAAs again. I mean, that's what I'm hoping for.
Well, you get used to it. I don't know if they're going to make it, but we'll see. I mean, they need to win out. They need to win probably. They have like probably 4 more games, I think.
I think they have 5 games left.
5 games and then the tournament.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
Well, you win. If you win.
I think CSU can actually probably do some things too. I mean, they looked good.
So I haven't followed them at all. What are they?
They whooped up on CU.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's.
But CU has a better. They beat.
We've beaten a few top.
They beat.
Ranked
who was
teams.
It? I think it was Xavier. They beat who was ranked at the time. They beat Oregon, who was
ranked,
sporting a 17-game winning streak at the time, was ranked number 5.
Yep.
I mean, you know, so we'll see. They really shut down Washington State, who had beat them earlier in the year.
So they have
five.
What is today?
Today is the 13th of February.
Okay, so they have 5 more games. Oregon State, Utah, Stanford, and California.
Okay.
And most of those are at home.
I think that they should win some. If they win out, then they have 5 games left. If they win out, they'll be 10-8. They'll be a top 4 seed in the. They might be a top 4 seed.
They'd be 20-11 overall if they win out.
And with wins over Oregon and Xavier,
you know who we haven't
and,
played
and Cal year? And Cal is playing very well this year.
Yeah, well, we'd have to
Washington.
Beat them.
They beat. Yeah. They crushed Washington State after getting beat by Washington State at Washington State on the last second buzzer beater.
Yep. I mean, they have a chance. You know, you go.
Teams that sort of gel around this time and get hot are the teams that could do some damage.
And that's the thing about the NCAAs is if you don't have, it's not how you start. I mean, listen, Duke did not start the season off well. North Carolina did not start the season off well, but they're coming together, and that's what you want. You want to be on a run. You want to be gelling as a team. And if they can, if this team goes to the Pac-12 title game,
yep,
I guarantee you they'll go to, even if they lose that game, they'll be in the NCAA.
No, if they are 20-11,
and they go to the Pac-12
and then they go to the and then if they're 20-11 going into the tournament, yeah. they'll be in.
Yeah,
and they'll be in. I mean, they'll be in, and then they'll and then if they win a game or two, they're still in. Maybe it might be good to lose that championship game, but then they go.
I'd be okay with it. I still think they go in. They win this next five, they're probably going to go.
Of course,
but you don't want to leave it to chance because we've been burned before. I mean, CU's been burned before, and CSU got burned last year.
Yep. So you know what what's going to happen then, right?
We're going to lose five.
Yep, five straight. CU basketball's going to lose five straight.
Well, that would buy into your theory of CU.
Yeah, so you can't have good sports and bad, can't have good football and bad basketball, or bad, can't have good basketball and football at the same time. It's just the way it is.
It's held true for years.
All right.
It's a thing.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.